Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. The Beatles are timeless, but a lot has changed about how we listen to music since the Fab Four released Please Please Me more than 50 years ago. That song was their first American single on a 45. But one thing hasn't changed: the way a vinyl record is produced. Steve Harouche from Here and Now contributor Nashville Public Radio visited United Record Pressing, where copies of that first Beatles single were made.
When VJ Records released the Beatles' Please Please Me in 1963, vinyl was the most popular way to listen to music. Today, United Record Pressing still operates in the same facility where that Beatles record was pressed, as well as countless others since, from John Coltrane's O Love Supreme to Taylor Swift's 1989 to the best-selling vinyl album of 2014, Jack White's Lazaretto.
We're the largest vinyl record pressing plant in the country and account for about 30 to 40% of all vinyl records out there in stores.
That's Jay Millar, until recently United's head of marketing. The company makes up to 40,000 records a day here, and Millar says demand is so high that if you're not already a customer, they won't even take your order. At least, not until a second plant opens later this year.
We hope to double that in 2015.
So, how does a record get made? It starts with the groove. If you zoomed in really close on the surface of a vinyl record, you'd see that the grooves are spiky. They look like the readout of an EKG. And if you've ever used a digital player like SoundCloud, you've probably seen a visual representation of this waveform. Pressing a record requires making three separate discs. First, a groove containing the shape of that sound wave gets scratched into a disc. The disc is used to make a metal stamper with the inverse shape of the sound wave. And the metal stamper presses the groove into hot vinyl to form the finished product. But first, you need some vinyl. Millar takes me to the building's basement and shows me the source material: pellets of polyvinyl chloride, PVC.
Each of these totes, like hay bale-sized totes behind me, are literally 1 ton of vinyl pellets. And a lot of these pellets are being fed to the presses upstairs. So that kind of racket you hear now that sounds like rain on a tin roof is the vinyl pellets going through the pipes in the ceiling above us to go up to the presses.
Upstairs, the pellets are heated and formed into what's called a biscuit, a blob of vinyl about the size of a hockey puck. A pressing machine turns the biscuit into a playable record.
It's that point that the labels are applied. The biscuit with the labels above and below get brought between the set of stampers where they slowly come together and press the grooves into that record. The record is in there for about 30 seconds while there's 350 degrees steam behind it. And before it comes out, there's a rush of about 150-degree water, which cools the record, and the change in temperature creates that hiss that we're hearing right now, as there's just such a dramatically rapid change in it. And they're very temperamental machines, which is why it just froze up right now.
And once the record is pressed,
the untrimmed record gets brought forward, where it gets grabbed by a set of trim pads, which spin that record, and a blade comes down and cuts the vinyl.
The trimmings fall into a bin to be reused. The machine then stacks the records onto a spindle. That's when humans take over, inspecting each record before slipping it into a sleeve. You can tell a lot about a vinyl record if you look closely at the empty space between where the grooves end and the label begins, what they call the matrix, or the dead wax.
Is, you know, sometimes you'll see messages and stuff. We've seen somebody do a contest in there. One of my favorite over the years was somebody putting help, I'm a prisoner in a record pressing plant in the dead wax there. But little messages, little hi moms, little whatever it may be.
If a record was pressed here at United, it'll have a letter U with a circle around it. And if it's an original pressing of Please Please Me, it'll say SO for Southern Plastics, as United was known back then when records were made this exact same way. Of course, there is one change since that first American Beatles single. Almost every vinyl record now comes with a download card, so you get a digital copy too. But, as a hardcore vinyl aficionado will tell you, there's really only one way to listen. Here and Now, I'm Steve Harouche in Nashville.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. Now wishing we had the show produced on vinyl as well.
Well, and I'm sorry to say that people listening to this are getting a lot of compression between here and there. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now.